and just to hear the crowd.
Sure.
It was
fantastic.
Unbelievable.
It was fantastic. It's great to see. And, you know, obviously the students, you know, they have to line up first come, first serve, mm-hmm. and the line out the door. And hopefully they'll have a little footage on our website about that. It was fantastic. And then even I've never heard them so, you know, boisterous in the building. Yeah. I thought there was a great energy in the building. You know, Andre Sumas has been around a long time, and you know, he drives a Zamboni there, and he's been to a lot of hockey games, and he can't remember. He said he thought this was the biggest crowd that he's ever seen. He said even by this down by the Zamboni door that he stations down there, mm-hmm. he said that it was. He showed me this morning how far back it was. So great crowd. You know, we had the recruit in, and he just loved it and just thought it was fantastic. But you know, it's amazing. We have 3,000 seats in the building, and we have about 4,500 in there. So it's great. So Lamplighters Lounge was packed. I know some people went in there and checked it out and thought it was good and whatnot. So, no, a lot of good things going on. I thought ArcelorMittal did a great job with their sponsorship and whatnot. So we thank everybody and getting involved. And I know Joel Isaacson and his crew have done a fantastic job of promoting the game. So now we got another couple coming up at home. So, but we like the energy. The team really feeds off that energy, and I thought it was positive. So,
well, you were talking about, Andre, talking about the Zamboni area there. There's a great shot of that. If you look at L'Esperance's goal, he goes to the corner for the celebration, and you can see how many people are backed
up. Yeah.
So if people want to get who weren't there and want to see what it was really like, that L'Esperance goal that we'll play back here in just a moment. First game, Coach, all season, including the exhibition games, that we did not score first.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's our first regular season home game we don't score first, and usually that's not how you want to start a game, but I like the way we played. Regardless if we got the first goal, I thought we were ready to play right from the first shift. You could feel the energy within the team. And however, you'd like to score that first goal to get the fans into the game, you know, set the opposition on their heels a little bit, and to give your team some positive mojo, because, you know, you've just come off a tough loss, and now you give up the first goal, and, you know, it's like that pin in that balloon. You can just sort of hear the air come out of the players a little bit. But I give our team a lot of credit. They stuck with it. Watching Neville go down in the first period with an injury and, you know, then giving up the first goal. So all of a sudden now we have some adversity. And we talk about that a lot. It's not the adversity that's happened. It's how you deal with it, what you're going to do now. And I thought our team did a great job, stuck with the game plan, kept playing, believed in themselves. And you know, we always talk, we won a lot of games. A lot of players in that locker room have won a lot of hockey games. They know what it takes to win, and I think that's critical in a situation like this when, you know, you do get behind after you come off a tough loss.
We had a lot of chances in tight on Tolvanen in that first period. We just couldn't seem to get anything out, backed out a little bit where we can get that puck up, and he does a great job of really sealing up that post.
Well, he did do a good job. I thought he played it exceptionally well, and you know, there's a lot of almost, we hit the post, you know, a lot of things going on there. And you're right, we're probably too tight to the net, but he does give up a little, you know, some rebounds, and we took advantage of that later in the game.
Well, Northern scores first. John Seymour, who's been a bit of a pain for us, especially over this weekend, scored his third goal of the season, second of the weekend, at the 15:24 mark of the first period.
Huskies will dump it in. 5 minutes left to go. Franti now. Big. Here's a shot right on Phillips, and they score! Nice sniper goal there by the Wildcats coming down the far right side. And with all the pressure the Huskies had, Seymour comes down and fires one stick side on Jamie Phillips. 1-0 Northern Michigan.
Well, do you look at that one? Is that one Jamie would have wanted back, Coach, that he should have stopped? It was a nice shot.
Yeah, good shot. That's a good shot on most goalies, you know, that stick side just above the pad, below the blocker. So the goal scorer shot, I would call it, and you can't give him too much room there. So, you know, you'd have to ask Jamie how he felt on that shot. But we got caught in a change there, bad change. Our defenseman sort of, one guy was coming off, and the other guy came all the way over to play the puck carry and left the middle of the ice open, and that's what allowed Seymour to get that little bit of time and space. But I love your call, as you alluded to, all the pressure we had on them. And we didn't give them much in the first period. We really didn't give them much in the game. But you know, they come down and score the first goal, and you could just feel it, you know. But like I said, a lot of credit to our players for hanging in there and continuing on.
John Seymour gets the goal. Darren Nowick the assist, along with Gerard Hansen. And it's 1-0 Northern after one period of play. Huskies out shooting the Wildcats 18-6 in that first period. It was a very well-played first period, except for that goal, basically.
Well, I thought we did everything we needed to do except score. You know, we stayed on the ice for the most part. Played hard, played physical, won a lot of one-on-one battles. So we didn't win as many the night before, better on face-offs. Any way you look at it, we did probably everything we needed to do for the most part except score.
We go to the second period, though, and we do score. Even strength goal early in the period, too, at the 1:39 mark. Tyler Hannanen from Mark Ock and Jake Lucchini to make it a 1-1 score.
Huskies trying to tie this game up. They've killed off the penalty. Back to the point for Mark Ock. He will shoot. Deflected. Score! There it is! Tying goal for the Huskies!
Tyler Hannanen with the goal. He was able to put home the rebound. And Mark Ock, I tell you what, he's a magician from the point with those shots.
Well, he is. He's got his head up. He can move laterally along the blue line with his head up and knows where the puck is. And he's always looking to make the play, and I thought on that goal he did a real good job. You have to get pucks through. With the way teams block shots and take away shooting lanes now, you have to do whatever you can along that offensive blue line to give yourself an opportunity to get the puck to the net. And when you have people in front of the net and the puck gets there, a lot of times something's good is going to happen. And, you know, Tyler was Johnny on the spot. He beat his guy to the net, and the puck came right to him.
Malcolm Gould, we should talk about Malcolm Gould getting that high sticking call. Tyler Hannanen got the slashing call towards the end of the first period, and we had to kill that off. That was huge.
Well, there are critical junctures in the game. You know, you can always look back and point to whether it's a key save, whether we key penalty we kill off, whether we score a goal. You know, we get a power play and score a big goal. So obviously that was a sequence there where we do kill that penalty off, which was important. You know, you just don't want to get behind two. At home, you know, just like I said, especially when you're playing so well and have little to show for it.
All right, so we tie the game up. It's 1-1. Again, Tyler Hannanen, his second of the season. Mark Ock and Jake Lucchini get the assist. We come back with a power play goal, rebound put in by Joel Esperance to make it a 2-1 lead for the Michigan Tech Huskies.
Picked up now by the Huskies along the wall. Over for Hannah, had to go to his backhand. Pass to the front, yes, score! Esperance with the goal for the Huskies! 2-1 Michigan Tech.
Well, nice to have Joel back in the lineup. He is somebody that can be a very much an impact player, and I thought he was that impact player on Saturday night.
Well, he was, and, you know, big body, good around the net, you know, didn't play Friday night, and we talked a little bit about we sort of laughed after because he hadn't scored a goal till Christmas last year, and then he really took off, and now he already has one, so... he's one of those guys that we need some secondary scoring from. He's one of the players we feel can make a good step forward this year, not only offensively, but just a whole game overall, playing both ways, playing 200 feet, playing hard without the puck, strong with the puck. He made some good plays in the game, some subtle plays. So obviously that was a big goal. But again, we get the puck through, we go to the net, rebound, finally get the lead.
Mm-hmm. Max Vallis gets an assist on that goal. He, as you said, played well all night.
Well, Max did a real good job. The puck came down to him in the corner, and he just took a good hard shot on net, and what we call more of a like funnel play. We just funnel everything to the net and get people there and you know, look for the rebounds. And obviously we got a little fortunate that it came right to Joel. But good play overall. It's hard for the goalie to control that. Not maybe expecting that shot, but, you know, we found a lot of rebounds in this game. So we're going to have to continue to work hard to get to scoring positions and get to those areas where you need to score, those what we call those tough areas in the paint. You know, you got to get there and find the puck. And Joel did a great job.
2-1 Michigan Tech after that power play goal. Again, Max Vallis and Shane Hanna get the assist on Joel Esperance's first of the season. We score again, 7:39 into the period. Mason Blacklock gets credit for the goal. We weren't sure if it was redirected or not after the shot from Matt Roy.
Face-off control by the Huskies. Quick shot through. Score!
Mason Blacklock gets credit. It's hard to even see on the video replay. We watched it over and over again trying to see if Blacklock had touched it. I don't think he went through the line, the congratulation line first, which always throws off the announcers a little bit.